Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. We are live today, the 26th of May, 2015. It is Tuesday. It is the day after Memorial Day. Well, it's hangover day for a lot of people that went out and barbecued and drank too much. It is also a hangover day for the people who understand what Memorial Day is all about, that it has nothing to do with those that have died, other than making everyone feel like they've done their duty if they put out a rose or a flag or something to say, I remember those that have passed. The way to remember those that have passed is take care of those that are ill today. You know, I've said this many times, and I think that of those 56,000 names on the wall in Washington, D.C., I think every one of those guys would rather that we be supporting and taking care of the sick and dying veterans today than putting up more walls, more memorials, more bridges, more highways. I mean, think about it. What an easy thing to do. You put up a highway, you call it a veterans highway so they can get the funding for it and make it seem as though they're doing it because they care. And because they want to remember veterans. A highway? Are you kidding me? Does anybody really think about that? They have duped us into believing that that takes away all the guilt and the pain for all those parents and spouses and children losing their loved ones. Nothing could be further from the truth. They are dead. They have gone. And they are being used by the U.S. military and the U.S. government. They are being used. And the sad part is, we don't learn from that. And year after year, more people go off to do the right thing, you know, that is, keep America free. Has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with supporting corporations. Think about it. Who benefits? Cui bono. Who benefits from the wars? I saw on IMUS this morning a man who was a quadruple amputee. He laid his bag down on a landmine or on a roadside device. Imagine his life now. He's got a two-year-old, a wife, and four limbs missing. His attitude was amazing. I don't know how he did it, but he is so 82nd Airborne, still promoting it. And now they're using him to go out and keep people from committing suicide or getting depressed. You know what? We can do our job in supporting people that are standing for the truth. People like Pastor Kent Hovind, who, by the way, his date of release now is August 9th. And we're planning on having him on the show again. If it works out so that we don't mess with anything within the system, August 9th is his date for release. We need to honor the Dr. Stan Monteiths, the Joan Vians, the people that have gone before us that stood and stood, ladies and gentlemen. Incredible human beings. Those are the people we honor at the Power Hour. And I want to say to all of you, don't give up hope. We're starting to get traction. Today we're going to have David Knight on from InfoWars, the man who has single-handedly started to, change a lot of people's beliefs from his educated perspective. We're going to have him talk about the TPP today, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and a new little gizmo thingy that the Special Forces are going to be using against the people. We've got a lot to talk about, including Jade Helm, with David Knight. We'll have him for plenty of time today. We'll be back after this 3-minute break, and wow, do we have some news. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. The news that you're going to hear here today probably is going to be unlike what you're hearing on television, because CNN would like for you to focus on Iraq, Anbar province, Iraq, Anbar province, Syria, ISIS, over and over again. In fact, I found it amusing in a sad, sick way that they were focusing on the horrendous rains in Houston. You know, the rockets played last night and the people couldn't even leave the area. They had to stay inside the building. The rain is so bad that it double, tripled, quadrupled all of the banks. I mean, it's just more than you can even imagine. And so they're focusing on this, and then they say, now for some real breaking news, to Iraq. Really? And the story was, they're trying to take back the Anbar province. Really? I mean, just as obnoxious as they can be, with a story that does not merit as much attention as the floods in Houston. And now this story today, that Iraq hopes for Russia to supply arms and ammunition to fight against ISIL. It's another one of those, now what is this all about story? Baghdad is hoping for Moscow's aid. Baghdad. Okay, who is Baghdad? Is that a people? Is that a country? Is that a city? Is that a military? Who's Baghdad? Well, Baghdad is hoping for... I didn't know Baghdad was a person myself, but Baghdad is hoping for Moscow's aid in delivering ammunition in order to fight against the Islamic State. Iraq is in need of training of both its police and military in the fight against ISIL. Now, wait a minute. So why isn't the United States doing it? Perhaps ISIL is ours, and they want to create a fight with Russia. Anyway, they said in an interview with RT Television, I think we can cooperate in a number of areas, and Russia can seriously help us. The assistance Iraq currently receives from the United States is not enough to win over ISIL. No, we don't need to win over ISIL. This is not a Tea Party in gaining their confidence. But think about it. The billions of dollars that have been spent by the United States military is not enough to win over ISIL. And by the way, most of the TV consultants, the military consultants that, you know, appear out of nowhere and they've got all this expertise and all the talking points from the Pentagon, they're calling it Daesh now. So we've got ISIL, ISIS, IL, IS, and now Daesh. And we want Russia to help us. Well, we're on the space station with Russia. We're diametrically opposed when it comes to Ukraine, or though the story would be. And now we are begging for Russia's help to, quote unquote, win over ISIL. I mean, this is a gang that beheads people, and we need to win them over. Fast Track Authority stalls the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, and in turn, a Canada-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement. The Council of Canadians says it appears at the conclusion of the Trans-Pacific Partnership free trade deal, they say it has now been stalled over the issue of trade promotion authority. Now, what trade promotion authority, or TPA, means is that it is the fast track authority in the United States. Basically, let the president do whatever he chooses to do. That, in turn, could also be delaying progress on the proposed Canada-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement. The TPP ministerial that was supposed to take place starting tomorrow, or today, May 26th in Guam, has been canceled. Let me repeat, the TPP ministerial that was supposed to take place today in Guam has been canceled because of the TPA, the Trade Promotion Authority, or Fast Track ability, which would give the U.S. president the ability to conclude trade agreements without facing amendments by the U.S. Congress. It has to be secure, has not been secured. See, if they don't call it a trade agreement, then supposedly it's not one. And they're supposed to have Congress approve it if it is a trade agreement. So if they keep calling it a non-trade agreement until after it passes, then they change it to a trade agreement, well, you know how that story goes. Well, we will be talking to David Knight about this from InfoWars. Anyway, you know, there's been no new date that's been set for the next TPP ministerial meeting. Greece is now urging creditors to compromise as the IMF payment nears. Greece called on the country's creditors to compromise on demands to break an impasse over the release of funds for its cash-strapped economy as a deadline neared for payments due next month to the International Monetary Fund. A day after the Prime Minister Tsipras of Greece said that Greece cannot absorb any more austerity measures. And I think that's probably very true. Anyway, the finance minister said his government has met the euro area and IMF three-quarters of the way, so it's up to creditors to cover the remainder. The Interior Minister has no economic decision-making powers, went so far Sunday as to say Greece couldn't and wouldn't pay the IMF in June without a deal. And it's also being said that Greek hospitals now are out of painkillers, scissors, and sheets due to austerity measures. Sri Lanka's new president has said no to glyphosate herbicides or Roundup. Sri Lanka. These people know what's going on. He is a health minister. He knows what's going on in the health arenas. Sri Lanka's newly elected president, Sirisena, announced Friday that the import of the world's most used herbicide, glyphosate, will be banned with immediate effect. I'd like to think that Sri Lanka would have a bigger effect on the world, but at least it's a start. The release of already imported stocks has now been stopped. Sirisena, a farmer and a health minister, stated that glyphosate is responsible for the increasing number of chronic disease patients in Sri Lanka, and added that the move would protect the Sri Lankan farming community. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a farmer somewhere, some way, who would say, not no, but heck no, to glyphosate in the United States? All these Department of Agriculture people probably have never been on a farm except for photo ops. And then this story, which is extremely disturbing. I mean, the fact that the story would even get out or be published. And according to Zero Hedge, kind of like the worst news we could imagine, they say ISIS is planning a U.S. nuclear attack in the next 12 months. 3 weeks after the first supposed attack, alleged attack by Islamic State supporters in the U.S., in which those two ISIS brothers, remember, or soldiers wounded a security guard before they were killed in Garland, Texas, all that we're supposed to believe is the actual truth of that story. Anyway, now the time has come to raise the fear stakes. In an article posted by the terrorist group's English language online magazine, De Beek, the terrorist group has an English magazine called De Beek, which its design comes straight from Madison Avenue. And the only thing they say that's missing from it are the glossy pages filled with the scratch and sniff perfume ads. ISIS has claimed now that they have enough money to buy a nuclear weapon from Pakistan and carry out an attack inside the U.S. next year. Now, remember, it's always next year or down the road or whatever. And they're saying ISIS has enough money? Well, yeah. Who is supporting ISIS? The U.S. has all the money in the world. They can get all the nuclear weapons they want. And they can make it look like it was ISIS. Anyway, the author of this story or this message is none other than John Cantilli, a British photojournalist who we are told and supposed to believe was abducted by ISIS in 2012. And has been held hostage by the organization ever since. So that's the story, and they're sticking to it. Now, the question is, was this John Cantilli ever really abducted? Is he a prisoner of ISIS? And that would mean a prisoner of the United States, essentially. And then my other question would be, how did he get the message out? How does a supposed prisoner of ISIS reach Zero Hedge? Which I gotta say, I doubt I could reach Zero Hedge. Think about it. How does he sneak a story out like that? That the U.S. is going to be attacked with a nuclear weapon? Wonder who knows about that. We'll be back and more bad news from a senior NATO official. It's not looking good for war. We'll be back after this 4-minute break.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like a green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. Like I said, David Knight will be joining us in this next hour to talk about Jade Helm and the TPP. He's been doing a lot of research on it, and I really appreciate these people who specialize and become very knowledgeable on subjects, and then you can kind of take their information to the proverbial bank, insolvent many times bank, but it's good information, really excellent information. A senior NATO official, according to Paul Joseph Watson, told a former NSA intelligence analyst, John Schindler, are you ready for this, that the world would probably be at war sometime this summer. Ooh, didn't hear that on CNN. Big news today, did you know? Because they're so busy talking about ISIS doing this and that and retaking this. And, oh, man, they're so powerful and we need Russia to help us out here. Really? Anyway, in an article, the official told, well, anyway, although the tweet was retweeted over 400 times, this comment, and here is the comment that he tweeted, we'll probably be at war this summer. If we're lucky, it won't be nuclear. Oh, no, that's just really comforting, isn't it? Remember, he's a senior NATO official, and he told an NSA intelligence analyst, John Schindler, this, that the world would probably be at war and will be lucky if it isn't nuclear. Retweeted 400 times, the comment garnered no mainstream media attention whatsoever. And it's really odd because Schindler is a former U.S. Naval War College lecturer and known to have many high-level military contacts. Although not specified, the reference was almost certainly in relation to growing tensions between the United States and Russia. However, that doesn't stop the United States from asking Russia for help to take care of the problem with ISIS. Come on now. And more from Blacklisted News. We covered the story yesterday. The senior, the secret Pentagon report we talked about yesterday, a 7-page. It was released by Judicial Watch. Anyway, while speculation was rife that just like the CIA-funded Al-Qaeda had been used as a facade by the U.S. to achieve its own geopolitical and national interests over the past two decades, so ISIS was nothing more than Al-Qaeda 2.0. I really like the way he's explaining this. There was no actual evidence of this until now. It's all changed now after this declassified secret U.S. government document was obtained by the public interest law firm Judicial Watch. It shows that the Western governments deliberately allied with Al-Qaeda and other Islamist extremist groups to topple Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. According to investigative reporter Nafiz Ahmed in Medium, the leaked document reveals that in coordination with the Gulf states and Turkey, the West intentionally sponsored violent Islamist groups to destabilize Assad, among other leaders and other countries, despite anticipating that doing so could lead to the emergence of an Islamic state in Iraq and Syria. They have got now exactly what their goal was. Or is. Thank goodness for Judicial Watch, and they have really come under fire. But I salute them. Kudos to Judicial Watch. There is some thought that the Patriot Act might expire. The dogged insistence of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, on renewing the expiring portions of the Patriot Act intact has created a logjam in the Senate that will likely lead to those provisions expiring at midnight of May 31st. That's a date we've got to remember. May 31st is when certain portions of the Patriot Act are supposed to expire. McConnell introduced a bill on April 21st, which was Senate 1035. To extend authority relating to roving surveillance, access to business records, and individual terrorists as agents of foreign countries under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978. I gotta tell you, you would think it was good cop, bad cop every day on the media listening to them. Well, the Patriot Act is a good thing. We've gotta have that. Really? helped you understand it. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring. You know, these two stories that we're almost at war, could be at war, might be at war, will be at war, are pretty startling. And, of course, you're not hearing anything about this on television. And here you've got a senior NSA intelligence officer, senior NATO official. And, you know, all these reports about how dire it is, and yet the United States says, hey, Russia, why don't you help us out against ISIS? Come on. Don't you get the feeling you're being dragged around by that gold ring in your nose? Don't you feel as though you're just being marched around? And then you're taken over to the table, of course, where you buy rope there from the government to braid, to hang yourself and your family with. I mean, it is such manipulation. And surely, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's depressing. Well, yeah, it is depressing when we realize we have a government, not of, by, and for the people, but of, by, and for the corporations, that wants to manipulate us into a war because it is good for U.S. business. wars are good for business. I mean, everything is now being decided to bring us into a war, not to avoid it, to bring us into a war. And now the D word has been dropped, draft, saying that the people in Iowa are even talking about this. Oh, come on. Yeah, I'm sure yesterday at Memorial Day, they were sitting around talking about the draft, weren't they? At the pig barbecues. I bet. Anyway, Judicial Watch, thank goodness, has come out with some information to support the fact that ISIS is a U.S. creation. It's about time. Globalresearch.ca. There's plenty of information out there. Check it out. Anyway, the Patriot Act is likely to expire on May 31st. I kind of don't think so. But anyway, with Rand Paul's filibuster contributing to the delay in acting on McConnell's temporary extension bill, it's very likely that the powers granting the NSA the authority to collect bulk phone surveillance records, they say, will no longer exist on June 1st. I would not hold my breath. And like I was saying, the way they are talking about, well, we've got to have the Patriot Act. What is Rand Paul thinking? They're part of a gang of thugs, only their television look good, smell good, walk good, talk good thugs that make you think what they want you to think. West Virginia, you know, of all places, West Virginia had a bill to keep guard troops out of unconstitutional foreign wars. It makes way too much sense, don't you think? Well, Pat McGeehan, who is a Republican, sponsored a bill called the Defend the Guard Act, which is House Bill 2168. McGeehan served as a former Air Force intelligence officer. He did tours in Afghanistan, the Middle East. And he and 10 other delegates co-sponsored that bipartisan legislation. The bill, had it been enacted, would have prohibited West Virginia Guard units from deploying into active duty combat without an official declaration of war from the U.S. Congress, or as provided for under the three enumerated powers listed in the militia clause of the Constitution. In spite of the initial momentum, unfortunately, the bill died shortly after Washington, D.C. got wind of it. Don't you like that? Shortly after D.C. got wind of it. Its potential ramifications frightened the power structure. Well, I guess so. Can you imagine West Virginia saying, nope, our troops aren't going. And then every other state starting to do the same thing. I wish these states had some you-know-what and would stand behind it. Anyway, McGeehan said certain phone calls were made that brought HB 2168's progress to a screeching halt. Yesterday, over the weekend, five New York flights were searched for bombs and chemical weapons, a terror scare. And fighter jets were actually scrambled on at least one of the flights after anonymous threats to flights at JFK. Well, you know, they make a lot of noise about these bomb scares, which only creates copycats and other people saying, hey, I wonder if I could get my little story on national news. Airline authorities received anonymous threats warning about the risk of either chemical weapons or bombs on board at least five New York-bound flights. They said they received warnings about chemical weapons, including an Air France flight, which was forced to make an emergency landing. Further warnings about chemical weapons were phoned in relating to American Airways and a Delta flight. In addition, bomb threats have been received in relation to Saudi Airlines flight that landed safely at Kennedy Airport from Jeddah. The threat is not considered to be credible, but authorities are taking no chances. And I understand why they have to do that. I understand. Would I make it public? Probably not. Would I encourage other copycat people? No. But They want people to know fear, fear, fear. It's happening. Scare, scare, scare. And a story that is good for veterans, but it makes you wonder, where is it coming from? It appears now that the Veterans Administration doctors want to recommend marijuana as a therapy for their patients in states that allow medical use of the drug, which I think that is awesome. It's about time. However, the Senate Appropriations Committee is the one that's voting on it. Now, let me just ask you, do you not think that that should be a medical decision between a physician and his patient? If a doctor says, I think that this medical marijuana would benefit you, should that not be the decision to do it rather than Senate Appropriations Committee? Now, I know it's got to be paid for, but look at all the things that they pay for, like SSRI drugs. Anyway, this amendment was sponsored by Steve Daines, and it's amendment to the Senate Appropriations the defense bill, Defense Department spending bill. Anyway, it's seen as one that almost certainly will be passed by the full Senate. Veterans in medical marijuana states should be treated the same as any other resident and should be able to discuss medical marijuana with their doctor and use it if it's medically necessary. Yeah. Drug Policy Alliance policy manager Michael Collins said this in a press release. They have served this country valiantly, so the least we can do is allow them to have full and open discussions with their doctors. Really? How about allow them to have real medical care and get well? How about that? Now, if you have a 401k, heads up. Paul Joseph Watson says that economist Martin Armstrong is warning that a Superior Court ruling last week has set the stage for federal government to begin seizing, I repeat, seizing private pension funds. According to Armstrong, the outcome of, and here's the main case you need to be aware of if you have a 401k, Tibble, T-I-B-B-L-E, V. Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N, Tibble V. Edison, which found that employers have a duty. Now, listen to this circumvented way that they got around this. They're saying that they found that employers have a duty to protect their workers' 401k plans from mutual funds that perform poorly. And they're saying that that will grease the skids for the feds to seize the private funds and prosecute companies who manage mutual funds badly. In other words, all they have to say is, you managed your mutual funds poorly, and therefore we need to take this money. What? Between the court ruling and the Obama administration's push for stronger fiduciary rules, these developments send a strong message that government can much easier seize the pension fund management industry, of course, to protect the consumer. Remember, it's always about protecting you. And why is it we always get taken when they're trying to help us? Don't you feel like somebody saying, don't help me anymore, I can't stand it? Anyway, Armstrong is now warning, this is economist Martin Armstrong, is now warning that the ruling sets the stage to justify government seizure of private pension funds to protect the pensioners. So to protect you from bad performance of mutual funds, we're just going to go ahead and steal your money. That's exactly what they're saying. And they're saying they're doing this and setting the stage for this now for when the economy gets, air quotes, messy. When the economy gets messy. You think it's going to get messy? Well, we know that. But the nerve of them, and thank you, Paul Joseph Watson, for this story, but the nerve of them, and by the way, it all is in the outcome of Tibble v. Edison. Tibble V. Edison. Now, again, to help you understand this, question mark, to protect you from mutual funds that are managed badly, we will go ahead and steal your money in advance. I'm serious. Okay, moving on. Researchers predicted in 1971 that debit cards would become the ultimate spy tool. And guess what? They're right. Washington's blog says that in late October 71, a group of academics and technologists gathered at a conference in Georgetown. They were given the task of devising the most comprehensive, yet invisible, surveillance system imaginable. They imagined an electronic funds transfer system, or EFTS. You all know what that is. Electronic funds transfer system. That looks strikingly similar to the debit card system that we use today. What a coincidence. How did that happen? And not only would it handle all the financial accounting and provide the statistics crucial to centrally planned economy, but Paul Armour wrote in 1975, recounting the KGB-infused thought experiment, quote, "It was the best surveillance system we could imagine within the constraint that it not be obtrusive." Don't you love that wording? We're going to just, like, do as much as we possibly can without anybody figuring out what we're doing. That's it. In other words, if society becomes cashless, dissenters cannot hide cash. All of their transactions would be trackable, and all the financial holdings would be vulnerable to seizure or attack by the government. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the ultimate form of control. Boeing, you know, and by the way, I am glad that I have a MasterCard, an international MasterCard, that is out of Germany. If you have never looked at carrot bars, if you've never looked at powerhourgold.com, you may be missing out. Yeah, it's a debit card, but it's out of Germany. So guess what? I report, not the credit card company. Think about that. Go to powerhourgold.com. Not only can you get incremental small amounts of gold, you can build a business, and you can also have a international debit card. PowerHourGold.com. Just put your information in there and somebody will give you a call from Power Mall or from Power Hour. Probably it'll be Rod and explain the system to you. So please go to PowerHourGold.com. The Pentagon wants special ops to carry out an operation to test everybody for DNA. I'm going to leave this story for David Knight. But this is huge. The Pentagon wants special ops to carry DNA scanners to check you out. Oh my gosh. And a new study out under Health News, HPV vaccine increases the chance of developing other HPV strains. Now, isn't that just what you need? The herpes strain? Research presented at the 2015 annual meeting of the American Association for Cancer Research has shown that women who were vaccinated against HPV had a higher risk of developing non-vaccine strains of the virus. Approximately 60% of over 600 women between the ages of 20 and 26 who had been given the Gardasil vaccine to protect against the HPV strains ended up being more at risk for developing an infection caused by another strain of HPV. Coconut and thyroid connection, how it supports healthy thyroid function. There's an article from Natural Blaze. Once termed a villain, you know, coconut oil. It's now being embraced as the healthiest saturated fat on the planet, and for very good reason. It's truly a jam-packed therapeutic bullet that can tackle with some of the most health-destroying conditions, including thyroid problems. It is rich in fatty acids, which support metabolism and provide energy. And it's available at the Power Mall. We have the best. We've tried them all. We have the best tasting coconut oil you can imagine. And I would encourage you to check out the coconut oil we have at the Power Mall. It's organic. It is so good for you. And you can use it in so many different ways. You can cook your eggs in it, popcorn. I mean, it doesn't taste like coconut oil like you would think. When we come back, I'm going to take some of your phone calls, just like Dave in New York recommended. And I also want to tell you about poison berries and fruits and vegetables. What are the 10 worst contaminated fruits and vegetables? After this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to go to the phone calls in just 1 second, but let me tell you something about the 10 foods, the worst foods to eat that are not organic. Now, we talk organic all the time. And believe me, if you stop eating the bad stuff and eat only organic, it's going to save you money. But as long as you continue to buy very expensive roast or steaks, it's probably going to be expensive. But it'll be added on to your budget as opposed to replacing food in your budget. Here's an example. A single grape contains 15 pesticides. That's one thing I would never eat, is a non-organic grape. The average potato has more pesticides by weight than any other food. Single samples of celery, cherry tomatoes, imported snap peas, and strawberries showed 13 different pesticides. When it comes to pesticides, fungicides, and all other chemicals, all crops are by no means equal. Okay, here are the worst for containing pesticides. Apples, strawberries, spinach, grapes, peaches, celery, sweet bell peppers, cucumbers, potatoes, and tomatoes. There you got it. And think about that. Just think about it. Okay, I'm going to go to the phones. Dave in New York had said yesterday, you know, why don't you give us a little bit of time to talk back or to say what we want to say? And I thought that was a good idea. So I'm opening up the phone lines, and guess who calls? Dave from New York. Welcome to the Power Hour, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Joyce. After reading your list, I don't think I'm ever going to eat again.
Well, you're going to eat organic is what you're going to do.
You know, one of the best deals that you have that nobody has put two and two together on is your prill beads. And let me tell you why. Because it raises the pH of the water. It raises the ORP, which is a technical term you could look up. I have an old water ionizer sitting on my counter, and it broke. And if I want to buy another one, it would cost me over $1,200.
Wow.
I can get Pro Beads for, I don't know, $30, $60 for the bigger bag. And because I'm a cheapskate, when I bought my Pro Beads, I bought the bigger bag, and then I divided it up into little packages like it would be in the first one. And that made it even cheaper per Pro Bead than it would have been just buying the first one. So buy the bigger bag and do yourself good and save thousands of dollars. Help Joyce out and actually help yourself out, too.
You know, that's really kind of you, but you know you're right about pearl beads. They are so amazing. Do you know that in huge quantities, they actually used it to cover up an oil spill or to, you know, to remove the damage from areas that had oil in the surface water? I mean, they're incredible. They really are. But let me ask you this. Why is it you're so positive and you come on always talking about our products? I know people are going to think that I tell you to call in and say that, but I don't.
No, you don't. You couldn't pay me to lie, and I tell
Ooh.
The truth. I tell the truth, and I, you know, when they say, you know, you're number three on streaming or whatever it is on a thing, and I'm thinking, okay, all these people are listening. Well, Jeepers, I hope it's fun for you. If it can't help support Joyce, I mean, you know what I mean. It's like when you had the Prill Bead guy on there, because I was drinking the stuff, and I trusted you, you know, so I didn't even know what was in it. But then he said it was magnesium, so I felt a lot better at least knowing what the Pearl beads are made out of.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they are amazing. They're incredible, and I wish people did understand Pearl beads. But anyway, you can look it up online, and please purchase it from the Power Mall. You know, I was talking earlier about wanting to get a bus and helping to support the Power Hour. I want to get a bus. I want to get this old bus. It's a 1995 bus I'm looking at. Now, that's an old bus, but that's okay. I want to go around the country, and I want to be where the action is. When those kids were kidnapped, I want to be able to appear there. For the day that Ken Hovind gets out of prison, I'd like to be there August 9th. So I hope you all will help us to attain this goal. Anyway, stay right there, Dave. I'll be right back after this 1 minute, 10-second break. With the Power Hour. And Prill Beats are available at the Power Mall. Thank you so very much. We'll be right back.